According to the recently released Healthy Alaskans 2020, an assessment and strategic plan issued every decade, Alaskans aren't all that healthy. A 15-page overview of Alaskans' health status as of 2012 shows Alaskans are not doing as well as people in the U.S. overall in every category. KNBA's Jacqueline Estes reports.
Dr. Jay Butler, Senior Director of Community Health Services for the Alaska Native Tribal Health Consortium, says Healthy Alaskans 2020 is different from earlier versions.
The process was unusual in that, as far as I know, this is the first time any kind of statewide health strategic planning process has been facilitated through a partnership between a state and a tribal health organization.
The report also differs from the 2010 version by cutting back from tracking hundreds of indicators to focus on just 25. At the top of that list is cancer, Alaska's leading cause of death, followed by heart disease. They're the top killers across the nation as well, but with heart disease number one in the U.S. overall. Alaska then veers away from the rest of the country, according to Community Health Improvement Manager Lisa Aquino with the Alaska Division of Public Health. She says unintentional injury is the third leading cause of death here. It's fifth for the U.S. overall.
Usually this happens in young people, on any kind of unintentional injury, so that could be related to transportation, like car crashes, and could be related to, you know, ATV or snowmobile crashes, boating incidents and drowning, unintentional poisonings. It includes a lot of things, but that's an area where Alaska is consistently higher than the U.S.
The report shows disparities exist among different races, age groups, areas of the state, and with varying income and educational levels. Suicide rates are 67% higher than the U.S. overall. Butler says the assessment also looked at new health indicators.
Obesity, diabetes is a concern. High rates of suicide are a concern. Health-related effects of tobacco and alcohol use are of concern. But there were other things that came up that ended up among the 25 priorities that may be surprising, including a broader range of behavioral health issues.
The assessment shows the percentage of Alaskans without health insurance has risen since 2000 from 17% to 19%. The national rate of uninsured is 13%. Butler says the report also looks at other social conditions that contribute to disease.
Many poor health outcomes are associated with low levels of education and low levels of income and poverty. And then also access to quality care.
Aquino says 40% of health outcomes are linked to the decisions we make every day. What we have for breakfast, whether we take the elevator or the stairs, use seatbelts, and make sure our kids get their vaccinations.
There are so many different factors in our lives that impact our health. This report reflects our state as a whole, but I think it really informs each of us individually about the kinds of health decisions we can make.
Healthy Alaskans 2020, which includes the health assessment, a scorecard, and targets for the 25 indicators, is available on the State of Alaska's Health and Social Services Division of Public Health website. Reporting in Anchorage, I'm Jacqueline Estes.